Over 1,000 people showed up to support the rally on the steps of the Capitol building. The majority of protesters were union workers who were angered by the repeal. A number of Democrats from both the House and Senate spoke to the crowd, including Delegate Tim Manchin.
Snow out here, and it looks like Christmas. And it is. It's Christmas for the Chamber of Commerce. And guess who's buying the presents? You are! You're paying for the presents. You're paying for the presents because they're taking away the safety that you come to expect after 60 years under Democratic rule. This is not a new agenda. They've been proposing these bills for the last 10 years since I've been in. We're the ones that have stopped them.
Anthony Jivin was one of the many protesters who felt like the repeal of the prevailing wage would hurt workers and their families.
They're basically taking food off our tables and our livelihood, taking food from our families. I mean, they get voted for us, the working man, they're say they're for that. They need to show it. All these bills they're passing, it's not right. It's just telling us they don't care.
Laurie and Sheila are Teamsters from Wheeling, and they both feel like the prevailing wage is good and to lose it is detrimental.
It affects our wages. Thing with the union is, you know, you get treated fairly, good wages. It's made a huge difference in my life. I know it has in Sheila's also, and just want to support it.
Same thing.
Senator Kessler says he was very glad to see the turnout for the rally, and he hopes it sends a message to his fellow legislators.
You know, I can make all the noise on the floor of the Senate that I'd like, and over in the House the same way. Politicians understand one thing, and that's the voice of their voters and the voice of their people. And quite frankly, I think many of them think they came down here, they won their election, and they have a mandate. Because if you look at the votes that are being cast, you know, I don't call it a mandate. I call it a mistake because there are so many things that are running out of there that are not good for the people of our state. I challenge anybody to go out there and say, I can't remember any of the new majority that ran on a platform issue of right to work and prevailing wage repeal and shutting down the Seventh Amendment right to have access to the courts. I don't remember any of that. I don't remember anybody out there advocating those type of issues, and yet those are the things they're shooting right out of the box and ramrodding through.
Senate Bill 361 has been sent to House Government Organization for consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the Capitol.